The semi-human.
The photosynthesis.
Yes, yes. When the photosynthesize, the mitochondria
is the powerhouse of the cell. Oh, I thought we got that.
No.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Whatever. That's okay.
You did.
Oh, we did. Hey.
I don't know. He's got a timer going off at different times.
Oh, we're confused.
So we started a second ago. Thankfully, we had to restart due to some technical difficulties. But to fill you in, Maddie loves the song No Air by Jason Derulo.
And Jordan Sparks.
And Jordan Sparks.
Don't you forget. Listen, I've said it once 2 minutes ago, and I'll say it again. I need you, if you're having a bad day, to put on No Air by Jordan Sparks and Jason Derulo. Turn that shit up. It'll make you feel good.
I'm so glad you got coffee.
<I'm> like, Anyways.
Hey, guys. Happy part two of Pride Month for us.
Hope
it's been going good. I've been celebrating by traveling throughout Europe personally. It's been a great time. Hope you enjoyed the three times I remembered to post on our story.
It looked very, very magical.
It was very nice. It was a great time.
I love. So, what was your favorite thing you did?
Favorite thing? I love Greece. So, just to recap, I went to Portugal, Greece, and France.
So fun.
2 week trip. Great time. My brain and body are not yet adjusted yet back to the States. Kind of bummed to be back, if we're being honest.
No, I wouldn't. I literally asked him a few minutes ago, like, how did you get on the plane and come back? Because I fear I couldn't.
Because I was broke. And it was time for making money again. Yeah. And most importantly, I had to come back and film this episode.
Oh,
of course. The Smut Couch is my number one priority in life.
Well, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
I don't even need that degree that I was bragging about last episode. You know?
No.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay, so you recapped. That's where you went. So what was your favorite thing you did?
Favorite thing that I just wanted to see my grandma again. That's what I was saying.
I didn't realize your grandma was there.
In Greece?
Yeah.
That's where my grandma is.
Wait, that's magical.
So the original trip was just going to be going to Portugal for a couple of weeks as like a little graduation gift that my girlfriend's mom had gotten for us and stuff.
Right.
I was like, oh, this is great. Yeah, but I was like, well, if I'm already, you know, the 10-hour flight there.
Right.
Might as well take another 4-hour flight and just hop on over to Greece.
Yeah. Hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah. And I was like, well, obviously I'm going to go visit my grandma.
Aww.
That's in Greece. Yeah.
Wait, that's...
Make sure my citizenship still checks out.
Wait, do you have citizenship?
Yeah, I have citizenship.
Were you born there?
No, I was born here.
Do I know you? Do you have like a Greek passport?
I can get one. I don't have one right now.
I can get a British one. We're taking this international,
people. We're going international, baby.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I thought you did.
No.
Oh.
Maybe you said it once and I forgot.
Okay.
Wait. Dang. I mean, I knew you were Greek and all.
You knew I was Greek. You just thought I was faking it.
No,
you thought I was a poser. I was just doing it for the culture.
Greek is Greek.
It's all Greek to me.
But I just was like, I didn't realize that you are a citizen.
Quite literally, yeah.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Did you
feel like Hannah Montana, like back to your roots?
Always finding my way back home. Yeah, yes. No, I love it there.
Wait, do you have dual citizenship?
Yeah, I got dual citizenship.
Have you lived there at all for a moment?
No.
No, period.
Just going there, but you know.
You should do that. I mean, like, don't leave,
I can only stay for 6 months out of the year. Yeah, there's a whole little kerfuffle that happened, but we're good now. Everything's fine. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
That's
crazy.
The Smut Couch, where we talk about the intricacies of citizenship in different nations.
Well, good God.
That's what this has evolved to, guys. You thought we were going to be talking about some lesbian soccer today? No.
No, we're still on international affairs.
U.S. Embassy work. Let's get into it.
Dang.
Yeah, so it was very cool. So through Portugal, let me just walk through the trip right now.
Please.
We stayed in Lagos for a little bit, which is about 3 hours from Lisbon. So a lot of the stuff that I was under the impression that we were going to be staying in Lisbon. I was mistaken. It was Lagos, but we stayed one night in Lisbon at least.
Oh, work.
So there was the oldest library in the world that we didn't get the chance to visit because that was 3 hours in the opposite direction of Lisbon. We were on the southern tip, essentially. That was a little bit more north.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, okay, it didn't work out in our plans, but we did end up going to the oldest operating bookstore in the world.
That's so cool.
And I got you a little gift from there.
Oh!
Now, that's not the gift that's inside there, but the tote bag is from there.
Whoa, okay. Woo!
Little gift time here. So I kind of screamed a little bit that they had this at the store. Its name was, hold on, what was it? Yeah, Bertrand, since 1732.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't speak Portuguese, so I'm not going to try to butcher this, what it says under it, but
Oh.
I walked through it. It was really nice. It was a little just kind of too modern for like the aesthetic that I really wanted.
You're like, bitch, I thought this was old.
The amount of Allie Hazelwood that's overseas is kind of crazy. Deep End was in every single bookstore I walked into. So, Allie, let me know your secret. How are you doing it? Good luck.
Also,
the Hunger Games fans attacking you right
I know.
Now. Good luck with that.
I'm pissed. Lay off my girl, Allie.
I know. People just took it. Rachel showed it to me when we were on the metro in France.
Yeah.
And I was like, when she said that about PETA, I was like, the animal rights organization. I genuinely was like,
I thought so too.
They're like, well, she's like, well, PETA is useless. And I'm like, I mean, okay, I haven't seen anything they've done recently that's like actually made substantial difference for the animal rights community or something like that, I guess. Yeah. I don't know if I'd call them useless, but I don't see. And I was so confused because my girlfriend loves PETA. If you saw our Ballad of Songbirds, not Ballad of Songbirds, Sunrise on the Reaping episode. Right. Diehard fan would leave me in a heartbeat for him.
And period.
I'm like, all right, that's the one. Yeah, you get to pick one. That's the one. Yeah. And so she was so livid about this, and I was like, I didn't realize you loved the animal rights organization. So I've never heard you mention this. And she's like,
no, Millhark.
And she's like, Hunger Games. I was like, oh, that PETA. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry she said that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I digress. Deep End by Allie Hazelwood is just everywhere.
Period.
There's a Portuguese, there's a French, there's a Greek version. It's all over the place. Good for you. So in this store, there was a couch that looked just like this.
Yes, yes, you posted it.
Did I end up posting it? Yes. I did. Okay, good, good, good. I went to go sit in it to take a picture, and then another guy just sat down there to like start reading something. And I was like, I'm not going to ask him to get up so I can get my little content moment. I'm not going to bug this guy. But then I was like, maybe I'll circle back at the end. I come back like 30 seconds later. Someone else is already sitting there too. Now it's fully taken up by two random dudes. And I'm like, all right.
You're like, you don't understand.
You don't understand how big this is for the book community right now. That I'm going to be sitting on this couch. But all right, I'll leave it. I put down the Portuguese Allie Hazelwood back because I was going to be acting like I was reading it. So that was really fun. But here's the tote bag that they have for it. I'm not going to say this bookstore from the 1700s stole our logo. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
Wait.
However, they do have a bunch of books that say Grumpy and Sunshine, Love Triangle, Soulmates, Only One Bed.
Does it say and it was a
Enemies to Lovers and Fake Dating?
What?
Once again, I'm not saying that the oldest bookstore in the world stole our bit. I'm not saying that at
hilarious.
All.
Wait, that's hilarious.
But I am
you
saying that.
You gotta call Trent.
Yeah. Trent's already freaking out about, what was it? What was the Dramini that we read that had the exact same artwork on the cover?
Yes!
Amnesia One. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, oh my God. I'm forgetting it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I swear, we read it, yes.
We did, but we've read a lot.
This is a tote bag from there. I didn't end up getting you a book from here that we had talked about because there was nothing was in Portuguese for the book that you wanted.
Okay, that's okay.
And this one that I ended up getting you was from a French bookstore called Shakespeare & Co.
Iconic.
Iconic one. No photos allowed in there because they hate influencers.
Wait, it feels really nice.
It is very nice. Go ahead and open it on up. I got you a little gift while we were there.
Oh my God. Alexandros, this is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. A little French version of, I think I got Pride and Prejudice, right?
Yes, it's Pride and Prejudice. Thank you.
It should be stamped on the inside from them too and everything.
What? That is so kind.
Yeah.
It is.
Got a little bookmark. Yeah, it's a good time.
Thank you so much.
The bookstore was so cool there. I really wish I could have taken photos to like post them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There was another bookstore that we ended up walking into in France. It was next to a brunch place called Angelina's. It's a pretty popular chain there, apparently. There's like a few of them. Very nice and upscale. But like this bookstore, the only thing that was cooler than this was like the Hunger Games covers they had.
Work.
They were so nice. I didn't end up getting them because I was like, I'm not going to stuff all these in my suitcase.
Yeah.
I bought some books for me too.
Thank you.
No problem.
I love it.
I don't think I got you something for your birthday, so there you go.
I'll take it. Thank you. Oh. Wow.
And then Solomon got a keychain. You got a little Eiffel Tower keychain.
Thank you so much.
Did you like it, Solomon?
Yes, I like the keychain.
I love you both equally.
You know, I've been working on my French Duolingo.
Have you now?
Yes, I have. So eventually I'm going to be able to read this.
Good. I will say, France, just not to get too serious about the state of the world before we start talking about some fun lesbian soccer.
Yeah.
They were locked in and not playing around. There were military personnel like all over the place because of what's going on in the world right
now. Yeah. There's a lot. There's
a lot happening. What's crazy is, you know what? No, I won't talk about all that stuff right now. It's a lot, yeah. Lesbians playing soccer. Happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride!
Fleet cute. Nothing cute about it. Nothing cute. They nasty in this one.
Nothing sexier than playing hard.
Is that what it says on there?
Yes! Yes, by Meryl Wilsner.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, her other good one is Mistakes Were Made. I haven't read that one yet. This is my first book by Meryl.
Yes.
It was very good. I liked it a lot.
I did, too.
Enjoyable time. Yeah, it was
fun.
Our
friend, Crispy, read this. When was that? That was a while ago.
This was
like last year.
This was last year that she was reading this.
Yeah, and she was like, you guys have to read it. And we were like, you know, we got a lot to read.
You know, we'll get around to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we finally did, and I'm so glad. I loved this. Mm-hmm.
She sold it to us by going, so this whole, all these pages right here, just one locker room moment. And I was like,
yeah.
All right, that's what the people want. Might as well throw it.
It is what the people want.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. It was a good time.
Period. All right, shall we?
Very enjoyable. Absolutely. I might have a few questions along the way.
Okay. Questions. Yeah.
They're just one question, honestly.
Okay.
I'll ask it now.
Okay.
What is a dental dam? I think I can gather. Is it something for like
it's
STDs?
Like a thin, yes.
Something? Okay.
It's like a thin like latex that you put over so that it's really thin. It's
okay.
Prevent, yeah.
Okay. All right. And prevent any spread.
Yes.
Mouth. Okay. Okay. That's what
orifices.
That's what I gathered.
Yeah. It's like really thin, like a sheet kind of.
Okay. Does it work? I don't. This was my first time hearing about that. Like,
let
us know your thoughts.
Yeah, that's so funny.
give us some user ratings.
That's so.
I was generally reading that. And they're just like, all right, talking about STIs and stuff.
Right.
All right, word. We use dental dams. I was like,
yeah.
Huh?
That's what that is.
Good to know. All right, mm-hmm. that was my one big question. I think
I'm glad that you got that answer.
That was new. Yeah,
you're learning things during Pride
I'm learning
Month.
Things. Yeah, I'm like I'm boring. I've been in a 5-year relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know this stuff. I don't know what all you cool kids are doing out there. Also, so guys, we need to shame Maddie. She's trying to match with men during Pride Month.
No, I have all of my stuff to both.
Mm-hmm.
You
only share the men though.
I do. Well, because. The men are usually funnier.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The girls on the dating apps that I've seen and spoken to have all been so slay, there's nothing funny going on. The men are ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? And so I have to share that. My Raya is, I think, on men only, but everything else is.
That explains it. I'm thinking of your Raya then.
Yeah, I think my Raya is. I just think that was the default, but I should actually change it to both and see what happens.
See what happens.
Yeah.
There
I'm
you
not,
go.
Anyways, yeah.
Especially this month. Come on.
I know, right? I've been so worried about, like, my dad had surgery and, like, my
tell
sister.
Me about that. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I swear we're actually going to talk about this book.
No, we will. I'll make it really brief. The accident that my dad was in last year, how he had himself, like, held together by these, like, metal things. He got those removed just to make him more comfy.
Yes.
Because
trigger
it was,
warning,
like,
I guess.
But. Yeah, sorry. I won't. I have the pictures of them. It's crazy. But he's literally all good. But it
good.
Was a 5-hour long surgery. It was gnarly. And we were just sitting there like my sister and my grandma and I. Mm-hmm. It was a lot. But he's all good. So my mind has been so preoccupied with like my dad's surgery and then my sister's wedding that I haven't had a chance to be like gay rights and live my bi life. So we're just over here like this. Reading.
This is the most support we can do for the community right
exactly,
now.
Exactly. From afar.
So... Okay. This takes the place. That's a sentence. Yeah. This story, beautiful chime with Phoebe and Grace.
Yes.
Grace being the decrepit old 26-year-old.
When she was like, I'm old, I'm 26. I was like, oh my God.
I was like, girl, my joints hurt too. But like, come on, you got to know that you're just injured.
I was like, shut the fuck up.
I'm just so old.
She's like, I need to retire.
Broken. I need to retire. I'm 26. And I'm like, you've been doing this for 10 years. Yeah, you're going to be injured.
Of course. Yeah.
Also, since you were 16 in the World Cup, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. So our two female soccer players, one of them, Grace is 26, has been in the game for a long time. Was, like you said, when she was 16 started. What's Phoebe. Her name? Phoebe. She's just now 22. Starting, 22, just straight out of you. College. And she's like, she's looked up to Grace her whole life.
Whole life is crazy because like...
Well, 10, 12. Like she's at probably 10 years.
I hated when they kept mentioning that because I'm like, all right, that makes this relationship sound like a lot worse than it is. You're
but
like,
it's just that she started so
I can't believe
so
I had posters
young.
Of you up in my wall when I was a teenager. I'm like, okay, yeah, 4 year age difference. It's okay. We're
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
We're kosher here with what's going on. I don't right. know, but...
But yeah, I know.
So don't be like, saying huh? that. I'm like, maybe I should take down the poster I have of her in my room that I had when I was like 12. I'm like, oh, put a pin in that. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Wild. So she's, Phoebe gets asked to be part of this like training camp to eventually maybe become a part of this like professional
the
soccer
national team. Yeah.
Right. And it's a World Cup year. So she, it's like a big deal, which I'm like, period.
Come on. Yeah. She got drafted in the first round for this one team. That's right.
Yes. It was a whole thing. And, Phoebe is very like effervescent, like hyperactive, one would say.
She could potentially have ADHD. Who could possibly guess that, despite that's the fact crazy. That we see her POV and yeah, she's definitely got some
ADHD. Yeah.
I like at the end when Grace is kind of looking through stuff about like other types of autism and stuff like that. And Grace is like, well, we'll put a pin in that for me later.
from the beginning, I was like, Grace, I don't think that you
got some brain spice in there.
I think there's
bit,
some neurodivergency happening in you too, Miley.
I'm seeing you spiral over the littlest things.
When she's
here.
Like, I like to touch my different pillows. I was like, I see. Like,
that's completely normal. Yes.
Anyways.
Yes.
She's like tall.
The second I relate to a character, I'm like, I know what you are.
Real recognizes real.
I know exactly.
But
what
Phoebe's
you
are. Like kind of a lot tall redhead, but Grace is like kind of quiet. And
how
reserved.
Tall is Phoebe? Do you know?
I don't think it
know?
Said specifically, but
I was picturing like in the 5'10" range,
probably.
Maybe.
Well, because they said that Grace is just shy of 5'4". I said, "Come on, 5'3", sister." Always
ally.
and they kind of give like opposites, you know. Mm-hmm. And Phoebe comes
grumpy
in,
sunshine.
Kind
where,
of, yeah.
Where's the show it off on the?
Oh yes.
What's it called?
Tote bag.
That's what they're called. Grumpy and sunshine.
Grumpy
first right
and
there.
Sunshine.
Hopefully it can be red. If not, oh well.
I love pink and red together so much. Anyways, so they. Yeah, they're like giving opposites. And Grace is like kind of like, whoa, at Phoebe whoa. Being kind of a lot, but like not in a mean way, but just kind of like got a lot of
you got, whoa.
Energy.
Coming you got a lot of energy. It's like when the puppy meets like the older dog or something.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, okay. Except this dog is like just a very young age still.
Yeah.
Because Grace is only 26, guys. Sorry, that just
they got
was
me
getting
good.
On my
they
so
got
much.
Me good.
They do the fitness gram pacer test for a little bit.
Okay, that's
what I was picturing.
Not the pacer test. That killed me. Did you do that?
I did that. So for everyone who doesn't know what this is, the fitness gram pacer test was something with the beeps. They do it a little bit differently. The beep test is like a real like separate thing.
Mm.
But it was the same thing where you would do several different exercises, you know, in different orders to the pace of beeps or something like that. The fitness gram pacer test is a multi-stage, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and it's just triggering for a bunch of public school kids in the United States from a certain generation.
They said that. I was like, oh, we had
like
to run back
test,
and forth.
Like, beep. I was like, no.
Yeah.
This one is just, you got to keep up in pace with the beeps over time.
Hilarious.
And eventually you'll fall behind. That's it.
And they do a bet.
They do a bet, yeah.
This is how things kind of get started.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're
Grace's,
like,
Grace's, quote unquote, ex, Kelsey. Yuck.
Yuck, Kelsey.
The only time I'll be homophobic.
Period.
Against her. Pause.
Yeah. Well, not too much.
Hold on a second.
Not too much on the gay community.
Hold on a second.
But,
Kelsey sucks.
Kelsey. Yeah, we don't like Kelsey.
We don't like Kelsey.
But they do a bet. How did that come to be?
So Grace makes a bet that if Grace wins this test, beats Phoebe in the test, Phoebe's not allowed to talk the rest of the practice or something like
so
that.
So funny.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
And then Phoebe's like, oh, what do I get if you win? You already don't talk. Ha 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 ha. And then Kelsey, bitch, immediately goes,
bitch ass
hater,
Kelsey.
is me like, well, how about Grace has to give you a kiss? And I didn't get the problem with that. I thought Kelsey was in on it. I thought everyone was good and vibing at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we because, right, because Grace was not, is Grace is like a big public figure. Grace is like low-key a celebrity, and but she's not out publicly.
Mm-mm. Like, she's not like hiding it, but she's just not saying anything about it.
Mm-hmm. And so she's kind of like eye twitch vibes. Yeah. And of course.
And they.
She wins.
Yeah. You got a kiss.
Yes.
So they do it. And I really like this part because then Phoebe just throws up right afterwards.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Valid. Get She's that like, win. I will not lose, but I will throw up.
And they're like, all right, throwing up voids the kiss. There's no kisses that need to be happening here.
No, it doesn't.
They end. They go their separate ways for the day. But Grace is like, I can't let be owing anything to the rookie. I walk on down. There's just something. And this was the part where I kind of had to lock in on the book a little bit. Because okay. I was like, whoa, hold on a second. That was flirty and intense right there. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
The banter is getting pretty good here. So
I wish I could be as smooth as Phoebe.
Great. Phoebe, the smoothest, that's why I locked in. I was like, Phoebe, where's
She's
it? Whoa.
She's got game.
You were stimming this whole book. What do you mean? What do you mean you're just going to have game all of a sudden?
Oh, no.
So Grace goes to her dorm door, I guess, because they're all in the same place to be like practicing, right?
Yeah, they have like housing and stuff.
And she knocks on the door and being like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I know you said that throw up doesn't count, but let's avoid it. And then like they kind of hesitate a little bit. And then that's when Phoebe just throws out the, doesn't have to be on the lips. And I was like, damn, Phoebe. All right. All right. And I thought Grace was going to call the bluff and go like way lower than she ended up going.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Because the description said this was not a slow burn at all. So I was like, oh, is it happening right now? Oh my
not
God.
Not too much long after, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I know. But that's why I was like, oh, Jesus. Chapter 3? Okay.
We're not used to this.
Okay, all right. And then just goes for the neck immediately. And I was like, oh, all right.
Okay.
I literally wrote in all caps, whoa, Phoebe, where did that come from?
I live.
So good for Grace.
And Grace is kind of like bluff. This. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Grace is like, how's that feel, rookie? And walks on out.
Grace is like, she's annoying, but I think I like her.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, my hip, though.
Yeah. Well, that was
my
later.
My aging old hip.
That was later.
This is still now, too.
First chapter
here is like, I'm old and dying in my hip. My career
I need to be
is
put
over.
Out, put down.
Girl, all you had to do was rest it for a week.
Yeah.
All you had to do.
Diva physical therapy.
As somebody who's like hurt their elbows and their knees, like limited, just rest it for a week. You're going to be fine.
Period.
It's amazing what happens when you don't just keep straining your joints.
I broke my elbow once. I almost hit myself. Yeah, so that was crazy. And then the next morning or something? Or it's nighttime and they're at the place, the stadium.
Yeah, they're like training and stuff like that.
But she's training alone, Grace, and Miss Diva.
Where's the locker room? Or whatever it was.
She hops the fence to go play with her. Ooh.
To go play with her indeed.
Ooh.
Then I remember just checking my watch during like the next locker room moment, because our friend Crispy was not kidding, which said all this is just this one scene.
Oh, like 40 pages.
Just audiobook. I was like, dang, we're still on this? Oh my gosh.
So they go
listen at 2x speed, and I was like, we're still here.
Yeah. So they're really flirting, right? And then they go to the locker room. And then
didn't know where that came from.
Another one and another one and another one.
And another one.
It was crazy.
Quite indeed. I was caught off guard. I wasn't ready for that.
No, it is crazy how early it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I was down. Yeah. But the whole time, just before, like Phoebe, or I'll say that a little bit later. But this
talking
is when
her through
we realized,
it. I was like, okay, Phoebe.
Yes.
I didn't realize your game.
And this
again.
Is when we really realized Grace has like an injury.
Mm-hmm. No, we knew from the start.
Yeah. But this is when Phoebe.
This
realizes.
Is when Phoebe figures it out.
And she's like, what the. What the hell is this?
What's going on with your hip right there?
Yeah.
Can't arch it like that. Hold on. What's going
She's
on?
She's like, when I try to put your leg somewhere, it didn't work.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. It was spicy, you guys. I mean, you know, you read it.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Right?
Fun times in New Orleans, essentially, follow.
Yes.
Phoebe needs her new job and everything. She starts working as a waitress. I didn't get this part. I was like, all right, does soccer not pay enough? I guess not.
I don't think women's
sports just doesn't
pay
anything.
Much at all.
You need to get on that, by the way. Women, start watching sports.
I wish support I was a your sports athletes. Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I was a sports girl.
Shohei Ohtani is out here making $100 million.
Yeah,
you know?
Work.
Got to do something about that, guys.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I know people are really into like women's basketball
right now, Caitlin Clark and stuff like yes. that. Yeah, I was seeing deal. Some like fighting on TikTok recently because like they were like trying to beat the shit out of her essentially.
Who?
The team that she was just facing.
Oh God.
Well, I don't know the details there. So if Caitlin Clark was in the wrong, nobody come for me. But like I don't.
Yeah, we don't know.
Anything. I just saw like the whole team was like kind of like shoving her down. I was like, whoa. Okay, guys. But it seems the consensus is that a lot of other players like. Don't like how much attention she's getting.
Oh.
Because she's very good.
I see. Yeah, I'm so
maybe she's
not
a diva, though. I don't know.
Perhaps. I did appreciate, though.
I don't watch women's basketball. I don't watch men's basketball.
Yeah, I don't watch anything. I did appreciate this being soccer, though, mm-hmm. because soccer is one of the only sports I did play, so I do understand.
I will say, watching Ted Lasso, I was like, very good. I understand this. Okay.
I love Ted Lasso.
Have you? You haven't, but have you ever heard of Blue Lock?
No.
Okay, so it was the number one manga sold last year. It beat out a bunch of other top contenders, so everyone was surprised when it won. Okay. But it's a soccer manga and anime.
Sure.
I watch it. I love it. It's so. Oh, thank sorry. You. I thought you put on Blue Lock. You found it already. Jeez. All right. Very much like high energy, like crazy, because it's just a bunch of like forward players like forming one team. That's the principle of it. It's like, what if we just got a team of strikers? On one team and we just improve Japanese soccer like that, and then it's like all like hype essentially.
Oh,
so it's good, it's very good. Don't I'm digressing, but that's how I understand soccer. I'm like,
did you not play soccer?
I did when I was like really little, but me then too. Baseball was the sport that I played.
Oh, okay.
Any good baseball romances out there?
I'm sure there is. There has to be.
Besides Shohei Ohtani and gambling.
Oh,
sorry, that's a baseball joke. If you don't get it, there was a whole.
I don't get it.
There was a gambling scandal.
I think baseball is too long.
They've been shortening it down a little
bit. Okay, good.
Okay, I don't want to hear that from the 90-minute sport that ends in a tie.
Yeah, the ties are crazy.
0-0 is an insane thing to waste 90 minutes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, ties are crazy. Grace has obviously lived in the city for a while. So Phoebe's like, you should show me around.
Show me around.
And that's what she does.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, and they like kind of go on like, I mean, they're not dates because they're both like, this isn't a date. But it like does give date.
And they're totally going on dates.
Right.
Call it whatever you want. It's a date.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I started to get kind of annoyed with Grace almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because Grace is so like, which I get. I think I was getting annoyed because I saw myself in her. The way she was like, uh-uh.
Not the way Phoebe was, though.
No. Period. Period.
Sorry.
I was like, ugh, at the way that she pushes people away and
yeah,
is so, like,
that,
anti.
Her mentality was driving me crazy, especially right. with the miscommunication later on.
Yeah.
When Phoebe's like, my girlfriend. And then Grace is like, I don't even
my
know
friend.
She likes me. Yeah. I don't know this whole friends with benefits thing. And I'm like,
yeah.
Grace, I'm literally going to scream.
Yeah, Grace says, she's like, you know, I'm not really looking. They both say, we're not looking for a relationship. We're not like.
Too much going on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they're both kind of at the same time like, aw, she doesn't want that with me, even though they both do. But it's just the whole whatever.
The miscommunication in this one goes on way too long. But I guess we got to pad the runtime a little bit. We got to make this a real book.
Right.
As opposed to just one locker room scene. Making up half of it.
It did make up a lot. Them running around New Orleans, I thought was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Super cute.
Very nice.
And then what happens next?
They're at a bar this one time. This was something that I was like laughing at.
Oh, yeah.
Phoebe kind of starts flirting with this other girl before they're even together or anything like
yes.
that. Because Grace makes it very clear that she doesn't want to be friends with benefits.
Yeah. Oh, right,
like,
right,
yeah,
right.
No, we can't do any of that. And so Phoebe's like, okay, and starts flirting. But then it's like, you know, I kind of don't want to go home with this one girl that we're talking to. And the girl kind of freaks out.
The girl got so mad. And she's, so you were leading me on? She's like, girl, I literally was just talking to you. I'm so confused.
No, she was definitely flirting, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that flirting with someone warranted that type of
response.
No,
that reaction was totally not called for.
I was like, girl, what?
That was a crash out on her part.
Right. Yeah, the diva had clearly been through
some other
things.
She was literally just like, hey, what if we just did this a different night?
Yeah. She was like, girl, I was going to give you my number, but all right, see you later. Oh, right, because...
And Grace is like, you just want to flirt with anyone, blah, blah. And Phoebe's like, so you're jealous.
Right, because Grace had previously told her to kind of
stop
with the flirting.
None of that.
And so Phoebe was like, all right, I'll stop. And then when she does stop, Grace is like, damn it!
Yeah. Oh, so I can't flirt with you, but I also can't flirt with anyone else.
Yeah.
That's jealousy.
She's like, this is not adding up.
Grace is like, no, that's not what I said. What I said is you can't flirt with anyone else.
She's like, that makes you a bad teammate because if you're going to go distract yourself with other things.
Yeah, she
like,
pulled the captain card. I was sitting there going, Grace.
Yes. Grace, I think you need to center yourself.
Perhaps you're setting journal. The community back right now. You can't be doing that.
Perhaps journal a bit, my love, because that's bonkers.
I need you to figure this out right
yes.
now.
Yes. Oh, the crash out was crazy. And then they eventually, of course, start banging. And then when she's like with her hip, she's like, we won't do this again. We won't hook up again until you get your hip checked like, out.
Yeah, have the trainer take a look.
Yeah, and she's like, girl, you can't bribe me. And she's like, how long did it take you to crash out about me not flirting with you? Please, be I so for real. Mm-hmm.
And then Phoebe accidentally tells the trainer. The trainer finds out. And then she gets benched for a few weeks just to like...
Yeah, 3 to 6 weeks. And it's the classic sports story situation where the person has to figure out who they are beyond the sport.
She's like, I won't ever be able to play again because I'm old and decrepit.
Yes.
I'm 26. I'll never be able to play a sport
again.
Put me
in a home.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, Grace, please just ice your hip once.
I know. Girl, stretch.
You've done
maybe.
No therapy. And she's like, oh, I start my workouts with my hip and everything. I'm like, no, don't start your workout with your hips. Wait till everything else is warmed up first, at least. Come on.
Spooky. A side thing that I really appreciated was all of the like representation. In it, because...
Well, it's a non-binary and trans.
Yes, and
too.
Phoebe's brother's trans. I was like, oh, that's sweet. Yeah, and then there's the non-binary
Dallas.
Player.
There's also Dallas.
Yes.
Cook. Yeah.
Yes. I loved that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to... I love when books have great representation beyond just the main characters.
Yeah.
Right? When it's...
Just a diverse cast.
Exactly.
That's always enjoyable.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen... Our Flag Means Death.
I have. R.I.P. I actually don't think I ever watched the second. Was
I didn't
second
watch
season?
The second season.
I did watch the first.
I fell off, and I meant to go back and watch. But every now and then when I hear a show is like canceled, I kind of don't want to
dedicate the time to it. No, I'm the same way.
But so for whoever hasn't seen Our Flag Means Death, gay pirates. But I didn't go into it knowing it was gay pirates. I thought it was just like buddy pirates, silly haha moments.
Mm-mm.
But they do the romance so natural and so well.
So sweet.
Their non-binary character, Jim.
Yes.
Is done so effectively and like subtly. Because not to be that guy, but a lot of media does do it poorly. Where they're just like, look at our character that we have here. That's all these other things. Look at that.
They do it in a way to check boxes instead of to bring these people. Right.
And I know like not all shows do that like that, but a lot of the time some shows do genuinely do that.
Yeah.
Not trying to be that guy, I promise.
No, I don't think what you're saying is wrong.
But like it's so refreshing when a show does it like well and genuinely.
Well, I think that what sets those apart is when you can tell that there are queer people that are on the team.
Yeah.
Because I think that a lot of and I get it. You want ally. But when like straight people try to write some of these things, sometimes it comes across a little wacky. Mm-hmm. Write whatever you want to write. I'm not saying that straight people shouldn't, but I'm just saying that there's a specific and there's a specific knowledge of the situation that comes with queer people. So I think that is the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm. Like specifically with Our Flag Means Death in this show is that the relationship between potential spoilers, I guess, between Steed and Blackbeard, it really comes at it caught me off guard when I was watching. Mm-hmm. I thought, so my journey watching it was I watched the first like 6 episodes or something like that. And then I thought that was the end of the first season. I didn't realize it was being released weekly.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was seeing a bunch of edits of them like, you know, together. I was like, oh, that's cute or something like that. But I thought it was just fan art. I didn't realize that they actually became a couple just like an episode later. So when I'm watching the next episode and I see them kissing, I'm like, oh, gay. Yay. And I liked it because it comes out of nowhere, like, in the best way that, like, you can totally see the relationship developing between them.
Mm-hmm.
With Jim specifically as well later on.
Yeah.
I don't want to say they hide the fact again, but once again, it comes up in a way that's natural in the story where they're just disguising themselves as a man or something like that to get on the ship and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Then you find out everything else. And then I realize, like, a few episodes in, they've only ever referred to Jim as them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. That's nice.
It's
that's
like,
good.
Treating these like characters as though they are just people instead of making it, you know.
Yeah, instead of pointing out.
It's also.
Look at them. They're a person who's like, yeah, I know that. All right, yeah. Yeah.
It's also okay. The same thing of like, which I think is finally getting fixed now with things like Benito Skinner's overcompensating, where like not all queer media needs to be the most devastating thing you've ever seen in your lives.
Yes.
Like, we need more, like,
was it like Call
positive.
Me By Your Name or something like that?
Yeah, and I love Call Me By Your Name.
Moonlight,
like, truly.
These types of things that are just like,
which like, and a lot of them are valid stories, but we also need
Clique cute.
We need the silly stuff. We need, like, Heartstopper. We need overcompensating. Stories, yeah. We need stupid, silly things, because
Bridgerton season 4, where Benedict might be getting with a guy?
No, it's a girl. But, yeah,
it's
no.
Fine.
But the other, there is going to be a queer character that was kind of like, those okay. of us who read the books know that it's going to happen, but it's a major spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyways.
Tell me. No, but it's nice in media when it's like
yeah.
done like in like a normal way. I want
to exactly.
Say. I don't. Hopefully that came across correctly.
No. I think so. So yeah, Grace.
I don't want anything to be misconstrued.
No. I think you ate.
Okay.
So Grace, I would tell you if you didn't.
You'd be like, hey, so
I'd be like,
you
shut,
need
the
to shut the
fuck up, white
up
man.
Right yeah. By all means.
Straight white man. I would put you in your place. anyways. They're getting to know each other better. They're kind
getting
of like
beignets,
seeing each other, getting the beignets.
Stuff.
I want to go to New Orleans so bad, by the
That's
way.
Nice.
Right? And Phoebe kind of is getting like she's getting ahead of herself a bit, whereas Grace is very much like, girl.
Chill
a bit. They start. They keep kind of doing their thing.
They establish friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits.
Then a little bit later on, I know we're missing a lot, but like, there's not much to like
yeah,
say
this book was
for
a
this.
Lot of, this was vibes.
They establish they'll be exclusive, or Phoebe establishes exclusivity that she's not interested in sleeping with other people.
Well,
Grace takes this to mean
exactly.
Grace takes this to mean oh. For STD purposes, we won't be with other people.
She's like, that you're not sense. Seeing other people. I'm not seeing other people.
We're on the same page. They're on different books.
No. Phoebe's like, oh, I have a girlfriend now.
Phoebe's like, yeah, we're exclusive. We're girlfriends now. Like, she goes full.
Phoebe's
is this
like,
going to be offensive to say if I say she goes full U-Haul with it?
No, that's okay.
Okay, that's okay to say? Okay.
I'm okay
that's
with
allowed
that.
To say? Okay.
Target did it. I'm okay with it.
Good. Okay, good. Good. Okay. I don't know.
No, I'm okay with it.
I just know that that's a bit.
Yeah.
And then Grace is still at the restaurant. She doesn't know.
Grace doesn't even have the keys. Grace is like, girl,
she's
what?
Like, at least we don't have to use dental dams.
Yeah, right?
That's great, yeah.
She's just relieved about that.
It's like, whew, all right, that's good.
Right.
But what are we?
Crazy. And then there was the whole thing about there's the like Shiro's game. There's like a game that yeah. Miss Thing gets to be a part of.
Yeah, she gets chosen, and Grace right. is like, she's taking my place.
Grace spirals.
Oh yeah, that was a little bit of drama earlier.
Yeah,
is that Grace just thought that Phoebe was just trying to take her spot
because she's
her
famous
for her
so she's
injury.
Used, yeah,
she's like, that's what Kelsey did, my not ex.
Well, and so Kelsey and Phoebe had like a moment, not any type of anything
Kelsey
moment.
And Grace.
No. I'm saying something else.
Oh.
Kelsey and Phoebe during the game.
Oh,
they were like
shit out of each other.
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Not yet. Oh. Let me finish my thought.
Should I stop interrupting women? No, that can't be the answer. Hold on. Oh my
God. Okay, so.
So basically.
Go back to Greece. Just kidding.
Maddie, what's wrong? You seem to be getting really flustered. She's so dramatic, guys. I don't know what's going on.
Damn. During the Shiro's game, Kelsey scores a goal or something, and Phoebe celebrates with her. She's like, woo! Grace is at home watching like this. I twitch. She's like, they like each other. Kelsey, she goes to all sorts of extremes.
Oh.
Grace never liked me, or Phoebe never liked me. Whatever, all of that. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, you and Kelsey had a moment together. She's like, girl, we were teammates celebrating her win. Relax.
I had a question about that.
Okay.
Kelsey was on a different team though, right?
They were doing a special game that was for like...
just the home?
Women.
Yeah, okay.
It was like a special...
because I got a little bit turned around there because I could have sworn that she was at the practices and everything.
They were at a thing. She was. But that was for this, I think
was
that was
a little scrimmage type of thing.
Yes.
Same team.
It was like a, No, I think it was kind of like an Avengers Endgame situation where it was like a bunch of people from all over the...
I don't think that was it. That
no, I sounds think like so. She rose. Yes, but I think it was like a game for fun where it was okay. a bunch of people from all over the place or something like that.
Okay.
Because Kelsey's on a different team. Kelsey's on the team that they play at the end.
Yeah, I understood that. Oh, but this one, they were on the same team is what yeah. you were saying.
Yeah.
So Shiro's was the game that they played against Kelsey, right?
No, that was the game that they played with Kelsey.
Oh.
Because that was the game that was their first of the season.
Unrelated. One of the people I was with in Paris was named Kelsey. So,
hey, yeah. Kelsey. Yeah. No, that was their first game of the season. Shiro's was preseason, like a fun game. If I'm wrong,
oh,
I think I'm right.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Sounds right.
That's what I had interpreted it
that,
as.
That's checking out the order of things.
Also not a sports girl, but I think that's what it is.
Okay.
And that started the thing because I think Grace was supposed to be on that. Was supposed to do the Shiro's
She
game,
was supposed to be
but
on
they
the
put,
Shiro. They put in
And so Phoebe that instead. That was the beginning of her spiral. Because Phoebe was saying, she's like, just because I'm doing this doesn't mean I'm taking anyone's spot in the actual team.
Okay. She was after Kelsey's spot is the thing for the women's national team for the World Cup.
There are three different things going on. There's the team. There's the women. There's
the Shiro's.
Yeah, there's the Shiro's. There's the team. And then there's the women's national.
Then there was one more game then.
That's yeah, there. But Kelsey. Those are the three different like. I think.
Okay. That right. sounds right. That does
it sounds
sound
right, too.
It put me things too. In order for me, at least.
Yeah.
Because I remember reading like with this, she was getting a red card for like tackling Kelsey and stuff like that. And I was like, aren't they on the same team?
That
What's
was the
going
first game
on
of
this,
their season.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Because she was also at the tryouts at the very start of the game. And I just figured that was for the whole team at the start. But that was everyone. It was a whole draft. I don't understand how drafts work. I'm going to be honest.
I don't either.
I watch Draft Day with Kevin Costner and Chadwick Boseman. No clue what's going on the entire time.
I don't know.
No, don't know.
I don't know either.
Don't ask me.
Don't ask
Go
us.
Sport.
Anyways. So smart, now that
guys,
we've got the plot, let's go to when she first spends the night. So Phoebe then spends the night at Grace's house. And Grace is like, get the fuck out of my house. She's like, why is she touching all my stuff? Yeah. I like to have my night
the
routine.
The tism is tingling like crazy.
Oh, I was like.
Friday. Every time she kept saying. Okay, this was only after she, like, really looked into it that everything, like, clicked in. There were a few things that I was like, all right, you got something going on. And I thought they were just being subtle about it.
Yeah.
But then when she was like, I looked at some things, some autistic tendencies and stuff like that I pinned for later. And I was like, Friday night is pizza night. Every single time it was her POV, it was like, Friday night is pizza night. And I was like,
she had a
that
specific...
makes it, she, yeah.
And so when order. she started going at Phoebe and was like, so I think you need to be medicated. I said, now this is a pot calling a kettle black, I fear.
Another situation.
I was like, wait, what? Because I thought that it was going to be a whole situation where she was like, I think I need to. Which
what if we all just got on medication?
I know. I think maybe we all just need to go to therapy and find a psychiatrist.
Guys, let me be honest. Healthcare in Europe, to all our European watchers, you got it nice. You do got it nice.
We got it bad. We got it bad.
There was a situation, I won't get into too many specifics, where some medication was forgotten in the States. That we needed in Portugal. Mm. And there was a whole freak out of like, it's, you know, withdrawals from this is going to be just be bad headaches for a while and we need the medication. In 30 minutes, we got a Zoom call with a doctor.
Oh.
5 minutes after that, prescription.
Period.
$20 later, a full bottle.
Oh my God.
Asthma inhalers in Portugal are like $15 for two.
You guys, it would put us into debt here.
$15 for two inhalers. Do you guys know how bad it is? I think it's like $300 for one here.
Yes. You guys, my tooth, when I had to get my tooth pulled, it cost me $1,000.
I don't want to live here anymore, guys. I might. The smut couch might be over. I might.
I'll go with you.
You want to go live in Greece with me?
I'll find a. Great
I'm considering going to
marry?
Work at the U.S. Embassy there.
Okay.
I'll submit all my smut couch
I'll get
content
married.
And be like, here's my stuff.
I'll get married over there to someone.
Good
I don't
idea.
Care who.
I was looking at these prices and I'm like, that's so nice.
Okay, let's get back
the
to
the metro
this.
In France, you know, 70, I think it's like $300 and you get a whole year on all the lines on the metro. And I'm like,
damn.
And this metro goes everywhere. Damn. What do you mean?
Yeah, All right.
And then, however, I will say, no, I'm going to stay on this for a little bit here. Please. Hold on. I've been a huge, like, pro public transportation kind of guy.
Yes.
Because I'm like, you know, awful. The U.S. really needs that.
Yeah.
That being said, it's 90 degrees in France when I was there in Paris.
Oh.
They got no AC on these trams.
No, there's
some of them have a little bit. Yeah, it was packed full, no AC.
Yeah.
When I was driving the first time, my first day back in the States, and I had my AC, I was
nice.
Like,
it is kind of nice.
Maybe we don't need public transportation.
It is kind of nice. There's maybe, there's pros and cons. Pros and cons.
Maybe fossil fuels are the way to go, guys. Maybe the planet doesn't need to be around any longer.
Yeah, I know. That sucks. All right. So they have their night together, and Phoebe tries to cuddle Grace, and Grace is like, I count to 180. And she's like, okay, is 3 minutes enough? So what now?
Yeah, no.
She's like, girl, go.
It all clicked in how she was just tweaking out. I was like, girl, why are you being so weird? And then it all made sense. Yeah. I was like, oh, we're the same, actually.
Okay, bye-bye. It's so cute. But they have their thing for a while. It's all sweet. And then...
But like their fight where she was like, you need to be on medication and stuff like that for like your ADHD and stuff. And Phoebe's like, what are you talking about? And Grace is just not getting it.
Yeah.
It made so much sense, just the disconnect in Grace's mind through every conversation.
Well, they both were on such different pages because their brain works differently. Mm-hmm.
But I was sitting there and I was just in all caps, like, girl, she's not medicated. Why do you think she acts like this? Yeah. Why do you think she's always needing to be doing something, saying something, running around, mm-hmm. being crazy? She's very clearly not medicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Wild.
Someone else who's not medicated. I get it.
Yeah, none of us are.
Can't afford it.
Exactly. And then, so Grace, after taking her time off, she, and watching, so there is that first game. Mm-hmm. And
Phoebe gets red carded and kicked out.
Yes. And Grace is realizing, kind of as this is happening, that she doesn't know if she wants to be the captain of the team anymore. Yeah. She's like, I don't know if I really want to be a face. Like, I love soccer. I don't want to quit, but I think I need to make some real changes.
She loves soccer. Nothing else that comes.
Yeah. Because there's Sorel, one of the other teammates who like is the captain while she's gone. And she like stands up for Phoebe. Yeah. Phoebe. And she's like, I would never have done that. And she's like, wait, this coach kind of sucks. And
The coach sucked and came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And she's like, wait, I think I don't want to do this anymore. So period. She quits.
But also, lo and behold, after a few weeks of rest, guess whose hip starts feeling better?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. All of a sudden, if you rest your aching muscles and joints, they feel better.
It's amazing crazy how that works.
That being said, I've made the same mistake of being like, oh, my elbow really hurts. Yeah. Well, it's arm day. Might as well go on in.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's hard to slow down, but sometimes you gotta.
You're like, I'm making it up. It'll be fine.
Especially if you think you're decrepit now at 26. Girl, if you don't take care of that now, when you are older, that's gonna get worse.
I was talking to a guy at the gym, and I wear elbow sleeves for like compression and stuff. I also wear knees for when I do leg days, but I had my compression sleeves on my arms and I was doing some lat pull downs, and the guy goes, oh, do those like help for stabilization stuff? I'm like, oh yeah. He's like, well, hold on, like, does it help? Like, yeah, I just get injured really easily. And he's asking how old I am. I'm like, oh, I'm 25, I'm about to be 26. And he goes, oh well, you're young, you'll be fine. I'm like, you'd think. You'd think I would. I thought I had a few good years before my back would be hurting like this and everything. Yeah, nope. It's already, my eyes are going. I need to just never touch technology again. I think I can't see that well. You know, I'm not sleeping well. Indigestion, my arms. When did this start?
Don't even talk to me. I'm approaching 30 so fast. Yeah. So our girls Phoebe and Grace, they go on being exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the girlfriend thing was gonna be a much bigger deal. I was scared.
Yeah,
I was scared that Phoebe was gonna be like, oh well, she's my girlfriend, and then it was gonna blow up. Thank God.
That she was gonna be like, you were just using me the whole time.
Yeah, that didn't really happen.
Yeah, thankfully no. Thankfully, yeah. It just stayed silly, haha.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew up. Well, it was just the two of them, and they were like, oh, you're my girlfriend? And Phoebe's like, yes.
Girl, I told you I love you. She's like, but I thought you meant that you just wanted to be my friend.
Yeah, I thought you said it the same way you say it to everyone. She's like, and then you said a joke right after about how you know, how none of us want a relationship. She's like, yes, I thought you were in on the joke because we were in a relationship.
She's like, oh, that's why you were winking the whole time.
The social cues made so much more sense after it clicked just that, oh, she's just autistic. Okay, cool, cool, cool.
You know what killed this? I highlighted
love it. Love is a spectrum and so is her mental health.
Work! Yeah, and then they figure out, because they have different positions that they play, and so they're
more
like
ways than one.
And so they're like, okay, let's both be there. They both are on the team, and it kind of works out happily ever after. Mm-hmm. Miss Diva's in defense, Phoebe's in defense,
Phoebe's defense, yeah,
and Grace is mid.
She's mid. She's Grace mid. Is mid.
Midfield. I don't know, guys. I played soccer.
Going
when I was
back
like seven.
To Blue Lock, the only reason I understand it is because of the epic montage they have aligning the characters into their positions in season two.
Okay.
And I was like, ah, she's playing the whatever his name is. Mm. I don't know. I can't remember right now. Isagi Yuichi. There we go. She's playing the Isagi Yuichi position. Okay. Good to know.
When Grace was like, you want my role is what I was going to say. You want my position because you like to be the center of attention. And she's like, girl, no, I want to be in defense. I literally just want to be in defense.
Let me just sit back here. Come on. What are we doing?
I did highlight some funny things.
Yeah. I just highlighted one thing that was just how I feel in our friend group. Mm-hmm. As the token straight.
Yeah.
In the group chat every single time being like, hey guys, I don't know who that is. Can you please fill me in? And you guys were like, boo this man.
Yeah, we send tomatoes at Alexandra's in our group chat all the time.
They always throw tomatoes at me.
Or send crazy photos that we have of stickers of him.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
I don't know how you get some of them.
I don't know how people get some of them either.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, where did you get that one? I'm in my house in that one. Why do you have that picture?
You're like, I didn't know anyone was in the room.
That's my bed. I didn't send that to anyone. I'm asleep in this one.
No one works harder than the girls and the gays, let me tell you. Okay, this line cracked me up. Phoebe is stupid and horny, but she isn't that stupid and horny.
Mm-hmm.
It killed me. What else do I have?
I have, I'll just trade off real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm only a little bit of a dick sometimes or something like that. And I think that's Grace's sister saying that. Yeah. I'm like, that's me too. Yeah. I'm only kind of. Oh, yeah. Where is it? I'm only a little bit of a dick. Yeah.
One of the downsides of being a lesbian athlete is other women are always doing hot things around you.
Yeah. I've thought the same thing. I'm like, that's just got to suck probably.
Distracting.
Yeah.
Oh, some of these like that I highlighted. I'm like, girl.
You're just not gonna read
when them. She's like, if you get here early, I'll braid your hair, Grace. And Phoebe's like, see, you can flirt.
See,
that flirting. Is flirting, girl.
That is flirting.
Aw, this horny. Line was really adorable. Matthews feels like the sun. Like if Grace looked too closely, she'll go blind. That smile is even brighter.
Aww.
So sweet.
And the next one's just something raunchy.
Yeah, right? Okay, that's about all. But
there were a lot of cute lines. So I will say there was cuteness. I know I said at the start there ain't nothing cute about this, but it is really cute.
It's really sweet. It was sweet.
And that's something that always catches me off guard. Not to go into like too deep of a introspective rant here, but
please,
it's something that's like really nice about the quote unquote smut category of books is like mm-hmm. that. Yeah, there's 18 pages. There's not 18. Is it 18?
40
pages?
Probably.
There's 40 pages of just that locker room type of stuff. But then like the main focus of it is honestly about like, you know, personal growth, mental health, other like societal issues and stuff like that. And like just really,
yeah,
really focusing on important themes that are more important than like what the surface level stuff is.
Right.
So that's why like I kind of have to like all the time be like, actually, it's a really good book, guys. Like I know what the stigma is around it, but honestly, like, have you read it?
Right.
Have you read it? You know?
Well, I think that romance, that's the thing with romance in general, yeah, not just smut, that I think romance is such a wonderful vehicle for like amazing character growth and yes, character development and stuff, because that's why we're reading it, right? We're reading it to see how people overcome their insecurities, their like qualms, their hardships, traumas, their all of traumas in order to relate to other people, because at the end of the day, isn't that all we're all trying to do? You know what I mean? And I was thinking about this a lot. I just saw Materialists the other day. Mm-hmm. And that is obviously a straight movie, but
I was hoping that Pedro Pascal and Chris Evans would make out.
Oh, I would love that.
Just kick out Dakota Johnson.
I would love, or why not all of them? Hello.
Oh, I figured that'd be the twist.
Yeah.
They're just like, wait.
They're like, never mind.
And he's like, Pedro?
Oh.
Smooch.
But that movie, a lot of people didn't like it. I loved it.
It was
but
sad movie, apparently.
Well, I knew what I was going into because it's a Celine Song movie. Celine Song did Past Lives. And that movie is very like introspective, whatever. And so I kind of had an idea of what it was going to be just because I knew who the director was. And that movie is very much not a rom-com. There are funny bits to it, but that movie is fully about, not even so much as the romance. It is about Dakota Johnson's, like, how she gets from A to B and her growth and development throughout the story.
For the Materialist?
Yes. Okay. It's not even so much about Chris or Pedro. It's about her. And so I think, I loved it about her because it was an interesting thing. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing about, you know, romance too, just building off that.
Yeah.
Socratic seminar moment of just like, kick flipping off of that, actually.
Please, please.
It's, you know, relationships in and of themselves mean that you as a person, if the relationship is going to be successful, as an individual, you have to be at a place where you can sustain another person as well. So a lot of times the biggest problems with relationships is that individually people just aren't ready for it. They have their own personal problems and that fractures the whole thing.
Right.
So in romance stories and stuff like that, it can deal with the personal growth of things because you have to build yourself up to that place where you can not just let someone else in, but feed into someone else as well. And I'm just
period
nailing this.
You kind of ate with that.
Nailing this. Ooh. Yeah.
I think that's a very good point. Like I saw this TikTok the other day about someone saying that like people who are like, oh, that's just fiction. That's just fiction. Did you see this? I'm sure some of you did.
Yeah, that's just, oh yeah.
And it's like,
you're not, how are you growing as a person? What are you benefiting from? It's not
and
real.
And it's like, no,
can
fiction.
Can you not empathize?
Exactly. Okay. Like, this is, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, this is how you learn to relate to people. I struggle with opening up, but I see myself in Grace, and that makes me learn things. You know what I mean?
I saw a TikTok on the same lines that was like, it's about the male loneliness epidemic because TikTok always feeds stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why they just know that I'm a man. know that I'm a man. Every now and then my feed just becomes stuff like that randomly.
Of course,
and I click not interested as many times as possible. But this one was funny. And it was are like men like not able to like understand how women feel when they're like trying to get girlfriends and stuff like that. And it's because, and this guy just goes, read a fiction book and empathize with a fictional character.
Yeah.
Stop reading like your self-growing philosophy books and stuff like that that teach you how to be an alpha male and all this stuff. Just read a normal book and pick a character to relate to.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you'll be able to relate to a woman that you're talking to too. It's amazing how that'll happen
period.
To you.
Yeah.
So it's just stuff like that like you can grow as a person from fiction. There are themes that you can relate back to your life if you have critical thinking skills.
Exactly.
If you can look at something that you're reading and go, oh, this can relate to the real world because dot, dot, dot. This can relate to me because dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you don't have to be a soccer player going crazy in the locker room to relate to this book.
Right.
You know, that doesn't have to be a part that you even consider in this book. You can relate to, hey, being on some type of spectrum or something like that. Mm-hmm. This is something that I relate to of not really connecting with other people because of this. And this is how disconnect can happen and how we can stop thinking about ourselves in a certain light so that we can grow as a person as well. And it's not shying away from any themes, as far, just going back to this one in particular. But in general, you know, just relate to things. Find something that you like to read. Read it. If you don't like it, move on to something else and find what you like.
Period.
And stuff. I hope I stayed on tone right there.
No, you did. That was great.
And just to wrap this up with a fun story about my flight to Portugal, 10 hours, I put my seat back. Sorry for the quick transition right
Please,
there.
Please, no, tell us.
Just to show my inner Phoebe right there. I went to put my seat back, and I meant to say this earlier, and the guy behind me just started going, when I put my seat back. I'm flying economy. The seat goes back like an inch, maybe.
Right.
And I go, oh, you good? I thought his leg was just in a bad place. He's like, oh, yeah, sorry. Just my leg was right there. I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, man. I give him a second. I'm like, all right, you good? I'm going to be putting it back now. Just letting him know, hey, I'm putting it back. But I get it. Yeah, maybe if your leg was in a bad place, that would be a weird shock.
Right.
And he goes, oh, it's just, I'm like really tall. So I'm like,
me too.
I get it. Yeah, me too. You just got to cheek out a little bit. You know, you got to do something for that. I'm going back.
You should have said stand up.
So he stood up. That's what I wanted to get to. Motherfucker's shorter than me. He's shorter than me. Rachel was sitting there too, and she was listening to him going, when our seats were back, he was just going, he was being so dramatic.
Wait, that's so
to be
funny.
Shorter than me.
Work.
Anyway, that's I wanted to end that with him. Hated that man.
Yeah. I hope you step on a Lego or something.
He'd die.
Hey, maybe you read. What?
He'd die if he stepped on a Lego. Oh. That's not how he was acting from me putting my seat back in.
I thought you were saying he did die.
Sorry.
Anyways, you guys, read a book.
Read a book.
We don't have to tell you guys to do
happy
that.
Happy Pride.
Read a book.
Read.
Happy Pride. Live, laugh, love.
Play some soccer.
Why not?
Go to a locker room with a best friend. I don't know.
Yes. Next time we're going to do...
Next up, Kiss of the Basilisk, right?
Yes!
Originally known as Split or Swallow, or was it... It was Split or Swallow, right?
I think so.
No.
I don't remember.
What?
Split or Split. We don't remember. But Kiss of the Basilisk.
Kiss of the Basilisk is what it's called now.
Yes.
And we're excited to do that one next, yeah.
Happy Pride!
Happy Pride, you guys.
Love
See you next time.